Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Bill Schley back on the show. It's always fun when Bill joins us. We always get smarter when he hangs out with us. Bill is one of the top marketing branding experts in the galaxy. He's an award-winning marketer, an author of a book I've already told you about, Why Johnny Can't Brand. He's a speaker, especially on topics of communication, and he joins us on a regular basis to help us do a better job of putting our best foot forward in the marketplace, and he's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. I'm glad to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back. Now, The new book, The Microscript Rules, That's not out yet, right?
No, not out yet, but that's why VIPs like you, Jim, get to see it first.
But we're going to talk about it, though, right? We're going to talk about some of the things that you have in your book, and I love the concept of a microscript because one of my favorite things to talk about, and it made me think of this, is the concept of Occam's razor.
Uh-huh.
William Occam was a monk, like an English monk, like 1,000 years ago or something.
Yep.
And he came up with this principle that is classic, and it's called Occam's razor, and that's that the simplest solution is usually the best solution.
Yes.
It's called Occam's razor.
Yep.
And
when I
read about what you talk about microscripts, it made me think of Occam's razor. Tell the audience what a microscript is.
Well, a microscript is a verbal instant message that basically conveys a whole story or an idea in just a few short words. And they I actually went out and looked at lots of them, and they average around 8 words, believe it or not.
Huh.
If you look at, and what they are is, and what's important about the title is actually not just the microscript, but it's that subtitle. It's not what people hear; it's what they repeat.
Right.
That's the key to microscripts. You have that nowadays to get your message out there. You have to make it extremely short and simple. You've got to tell your whole story, but you just have to do it in a sentence or less.
You have to put the intuitive on steroids, don't you?
You sort of do. You sort of do. But the thing is, you find out, and if the reason why I opened the book with a little bit about rules of thumb and these things called heuristics, which is just the rules of thumbs that we use.
Right.
Without the unconscious way we think without thinking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The
folks, look that word up, heuristics. Heuristics.
Yeah.
Look that up, and you'll get a kick out of the definition.
Right.
It's a good word that we don't use much.
Yeah, well, it really means just rules of thumb.
That's
little,
right.
Little rules of thumb. So that's the way we operate, and the fact is that when the brain doesn't have time to think and analyze, we switch to these instant little rules of thumb, and there's probably thousands of them, but they're unconscious, and they allow you to sort of think without thinking. So, for example, the reason why pilots do it all the time, for example.
Right.
They just have a little rule of thumb, like if it's red, you're dead. You know, they've got little things like that.
Well, corporations use it in the form of jargon.
In part of what?
In the form of jargon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but which brings me to a point.
Yep.
You have to be careful that your internal rules, your internal microscript rules, don't get out to the public, because we all have our internal microscript rules. I know that when you think of microscript rules, you're thinking of marketing.
Yep.
But we have those internally, don't we? And we call it jargon.
Right. But I'm thinking, you're thinking about marketing, but I realize that it's more than marketing. It's any kind of communicating. And the people that made me realize this again were the political campaigns over the last 20 years. Because a friend of mine said, a political campaign is really a sales, it's a sales, it's a marketing campaign,
mm-hmm.
really. He said, but it's a one-day sale for 100% market share.
Right.
You get one chance, you win or lose, and you're either, you know, done and gone if you don't do it. So it's critically important that you get the marketing right in these political campaigns. And about 25 years ago or so, when, you know, the Republican Party did it really better than anybody else, and a famous guy named Lee Atwater,
right,
they figured out if we gave people these little packages, little idea packages in words that they loved to repeat and couldn't forget, that basically we could get these ideas into people's minds and they would stick there. And so, for example, when they labeled John Kerry the flip-flopper,
right,
just a little metaphor like that, all of a sudden everybody got it in their heads, and people could go around repeating that little idea, whereas they couldn't repeat big, long phrases,
mm-hmm,
big, long essays. So,
well, I always say that if you have to explain something, then you sound like you're having to explain.
Right. But let me, Jimmy, you'll like this. One of the interesting things is you find out that you can tell a whole story in 7 or 8 words. You can tell an amazing amount of information. And the other thing that got me onto this tech was somebody said once that they asked Ernest Hemingway if he could write a story, a novel, a very short novel. And he said, yeah, I could write a whole story in 6 words. And he came up with this, as he said, for sale, baby shoes never worn.
Oh no!
Now see, it's you think about that, and I say
yeah,
that I've been giving speeches. People. It stops the whole audience.
Yeah.
It stimulates a whole novel in somebody's
mm-hmm
head. So if
yeah
you think about when you come up with a line for your business, like made from sugar so it tastes like sugar, or one of these great little, these are
right,
little microscripts that people can say.
I can't believe it's butter.
I can't believe it's butter. or any of them. Or how about this? If you wanted to explain why you like Las Vegas, you'd have to make a paragraph, right? But
right,
you say, instead people say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Everybody in America knows that phrase because it's a little microscript. It's easy to say, it's fun to say, it's memorable, and they feel smarter when they say it. So they like to tell their friends. They remember that little package, and they pass it on.
And Bill says that the microscript rules,
yep,
is for any kind of communication,
mm-hmm,
but it's very powerful and very important if
yep
you can work it into the way you go to market with your products and reach out and try to qualify prospects and to get customers. Right, Bill?
Well, right. And the thing is that people say, well, isn't it a tagline? I say, yes, a great tagline, the great ones you remember for 100 years, are written in microscript.
Yeah. Hold on
so,
to that thought. We're going
yep
to take a quick break, come right back after these messages. You can't get this book yet, folks. I'm teasing you a little bit, but it'll be out soon, and I'll be sure to let you know what it does. But we're giving you some advanced peek into this great new book by Bill Schley, The Microscript Rules. It's not what people hear, it's what they repeat. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time?
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. If you're Googling him. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. I like the kind of stuff we're talking about with our good buddy Bill Schley today. We got lots and lots of stuff there from all of our Brain Trust members and the work that we do together. Articles and archives, and my blog is there. My knowledge base is there. The newsletter, we hope you'll subscribe to that. That's comes to you every Sunday afternoon by email. That'll get you ready for the week ahead, and lots of stuff in that newsletter. So please subscribe to that. Everything is free. And don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage. And when you give us the answer to your answer to our poll question, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter. If you are and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bill Schley is with us. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand and the new book, which hasn't been released yet, The Microscript Rules. And he's gracious enough to give us a little peek into what he's working on, so you and I can be thinking about this in advance of the book. Bill, tell us how we can find you online, please.
Well, you can find me online at, it's pretty simple now, billschley.com, and that's B-I-L-L-S-C-H-L-E-Y BillSchley.com.
And they can find your book there? And
they can find the information there, but you'll be able to find. You can actually download, as a matter of fact, you can download a free kind of a summary right off that website.
Of the microscript rules. Wow.
It's actually got the old cover, believe it or not, but you'll... the one we thought we were going to get sued for because we had every brand in the world on there and realized we'd never. You've got an IP attorney coming up. He would have loved that cover.
Oh, yeah.
But the new one's a little bit more elegant now.
So thank you for that free summary of the microscript rules. Folks, take advantage of that.
Yep.
Bill, couple of things. There are many applications for microscript rules, and I want you to talk about that in a minute. Yep. When we go on Twitter and write a tweet 140 characters or less,
mm-hmm.
basically we're learning how to write a microscript. So it can be as simple as a tweet communication,
sure.
but it our tweet post. But it also could be something that could literally be something that a local mom and pop operation can capitalize on for a generation.
Well, no, absolutely. See, the thing is too that. You have to realize that that just because it's short doesn't make it a microscript. A microscript is something that people it's a microscript isn't a sound bite; it's an idea bite.
Right.
There's a little metaphor in there. There's something like something that captures your imagination, something that grabs your brain and that creates it. It's usually a metaphor, which we learn in school is that little. They're story pieces. So most of the tweets you see are just gibberish. They're meaningless.
Right.
I mean,
right.
but when you realize that like that little story about what Ernest Hemingway did in 6 words.
Right.
I think the average tweet is about 25 words long. So
mm-hmm.
if you've got six, what you can do in 6 words. I mean, you can, for example, one of my favorite product names of all times. Even the names can be a microscript if it's repeatable and you can't forget it.
Right.
Remember the Oreck 8-pound hotel vac?
Oh yeah.
I used to hear, though, Mr. Oreck, I think everybody in the country's heard about that, the old Mr. Oreck got on there, but you think about how much information is in those, I think, how many words is that, 5-6 words?
Yeah.
The name, 8 pounds, which was specific, he didn't say it was a light vac, he said 8 pounds. So you knew exactly what it was.
Right.
Hotel vac meant it was good enough to be in hotels, but it could be in your home. Amazing amount of information.
So how much do you think that they snoodled over those words? Or do you think that he just intuitively came up with that?
Well, I think he was I think great communicators and natural salespeople just did it. They didn't know they were doing it necessarily.
Right.
I have no idea. He was a great natural salesman, which before
but
he
you
started
recommend,
the company.
You recommend when people are coming up with their messaging
mm-hmm.
that if they have to do this, stick with it, focus on it. You know, grind this out with your people until you come up with something like this.
Yeah, but the thing is, you kind of can't grind them out. That's the thing. You have to come up with, and actually, you get in the book because we get into everybody say, "Oh, great, you convinced me. I want these things. Now, how do I do it?"
Yeah.
Now there's a whole part of the book that's devoted to that, by the way, and that's what's not in the summary. I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to know. but the fact is that you write these things out, and you need to try them out. You need to put them out in the world, and the ones that people say back to you, the ones that they repeat, you know, are the microscripts.
Right.
I knew microscript itself was a microscript because I would give a little, I'd give a talk on it, or I'd go to a client because we're consultants on branding,
right?
And talk about it, and within 5 minutes, everybody in the room was using the word.
You know, Bill, 21 years ago when I started my consulting company,
yeah.
I tried to figure out how to get referrals because I knew I wasn't going to do advertising.
Yeah.
All my future business was going to have to come from referrals.
Yep.
And I tried to come up with how people could refer me.
Uh-huh.
And so I called myself, and I was a consultant to small businesses.
Yeah.
I became a small business's executive vice president, basically.
Uh-huh.
And I said that I was the vice president you could rent.
I love it.
And that little text, that little microscript, I guess,
yeah.
I guess we could call it, got me a lot of referrals.
But you know, it's amazing. I mean, it doesn't have to be a big complicated seat. See, the worst people in the world at this are big corporations.
Yeah.
Because they come up with these slogans and taglines that they think are taglines, and it'll be a passion to
But you know, Bill, as I wrap it up, these days, those days are gone.
Well,
they're not going to be able to get away with that anymore.
No.
Those days are gone. Hey, Bill, I'm sorry to say our time is up.
Okay.
But will you come back and continue to talk to us about this?
Well, how about I come back when the book's actually available?
When's that going to happen? When is it?
It's gonna happen within about a month.
We're looking forward to that. We'll get you back when it comes out, and I can buy something. The Microscript Rules by Bill Schley, S-C-H-L-E-Y.
Hey, Jim, I wrote down a bunch of microscripts that you told me just now.
All right. And put a .com on the end of his name, and you can find him online. And don't forget to get his free summary right now, folks. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.